Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Dr. Ronald Schuster, Chief of the Division of Plastic Surgery and Director of the Cosmetic Surgery Center at Northwest Hospital, about body contouring and tummy tucks. I think a lot of us have thought about this. Dr. Schuster, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Let's just talk about the reasoning that people have for getting plastic surgery. Just, you know, what their thought process is. And I know there's a lot of self-esteem issues they may be having. And I don't want to say self-esteem issues, because some perfectly emotionally stable people get this all the time.
Sure, sure. People who get cosmetic surgery, they do it because they just want to feel better about themselves. And they want to be happy. They want to look as good as they feel. They want to look less tired, healthier, slimmer. When they look in the mirror, they want to like what they see. And if they like what they see, then it makes them feel better about themselves, more confident.
Yeah. And we're often talking about people who work out and eat right, but they just still struggle with some areas of their bodies, right?
Absolutely. And those are our best patients, the patients that take care of themselves. We always promote a healthy lifestyle, exercise, good diet. But even in spite of those things, there are some areas that just Mother Nature doesn't help out with.
Yep. What exactly is body contouring?
Body contouring is the term we use to describe all the different procedures that are performed on the body, including the breasts, but the tummy, the arms, the legs, the thighs, all the things that can reshape the body.
And are we talking several procedures depending on what you get done, I guess, right?
Yes, there's a lot of different procedures that are included in that body contour surgery. It includes tummy tucks, arm lifts, thigh lifts, buttock enhancements.
Some of these questions might be hard to answer because I guess it would be very surgery specific, but a lot of people probably have questions about recovery time, bruising, will people notice while I'm recovering?
Yes. The recovery, obviously, it depends on the different types of procedures that are done, and some of the procedures can be combined to do multiple procedures at the same time. But usually the bruising and swelling is mild. We usually recommend taking about 2 weeks off, 1 to 2 weeks off of work with the tummy tuck types of procedures. The results you see really immediately, but it takes about 3 months to see the final result.
Okay, for those of us who are middle-aged, hate to use that term, but for men and women, you start to notice that your waist starts to disappear. So you want to do something about your stomach, your middle section, and would this be a tummy tuck for everyone?
Yes,
in most cases?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's the tummy tuck procedure, and what that does is to remove the extra skin. And also to tighten up the muscles of the tummy. After weight loss and even aging, the skin gets looser. And after pregnancy, usually the skin and the muscle doesn't go back to normal. So these procedures are done to tighten up and smooth the tummy area.
What if it's not just skin? What if you have fat there too? Do you do lipo and then a tummy tuck?
Yes, that's combined.
And what is the recovery time for a tummy tuck?
We recommend taking about 2 weeks off of work or school. And
that's pretty significant for a lot of
people. Yes, it's a lot of timing, and we educate our patients as far as how to deal with that. But it is a little bit of a time commitment for the patient, for sure.
Is that one of your more popular procedures? I'm just curious what people are. Is it breast augmentation first and then tummy tuck?
Breast augmentation is probably the most common cosmetic procedure performed, but tummy tucks are a close second.
And do you see as many, and this is probably a silly question, you probably see fewer men than women, but are you seeing more and more men?
Yes, for sure. Men are just as concerned about their appearance and feeling and looking as best as they can. My practice is particularly about 15% men. Tummy tucks in particular, when men do tummy tucks, they don't typically have to do the muscle tightening as women do because, again, it's the pregnancy that stretches out the muscles.
Right? What can you just touch on briefly the benefits afterwards, how people feel?
Oh, it's a life-changing event. It really is. They just feel so much better because they can wear the clothes that they want to wear. They don't have to hide behind different clothing that they wear. The exercise that they do now shows because they look as good as they feel.
You are obviously the director of the Cosmetic Surgery Center at Northwest Hospital. So what's the benefit of having a cosmetic procedure done in a hospital?
Right. The biggest benefit of having the cosmetic surgery done at Northwest Hospital is that it's the peace of mind knowing that the surgery is being done in the safest possible place. I mean, hospitals have to pass the very highest level of standard of care pass all the accreditation necessary for hospitals. And so whether it's the anesthesia or whether it's the state-of-the-art equipment, Northwest has a great program where you can stay in the hospital overnight one night, and it's a great jumpstart to a great recovery. And all of those things allow the patient to have their surgery done in a safe, comfortable environment.
Which is most important. Dr. Schuster, thank you so much for joining us. To find out more about cosmetic surgery or to find a specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL to set up an appointment or visit lifebridgehealth.org/cosmetic surgery. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's 10 o'clock.